Yeah. Welcome to episode 80 of episode 90.
Welcome to episode not 90.
60.
This will be episode 60.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Welcome to episode 60 of the Bunch of Grifters podcast. We hope you guys enjoy. And if you want to listen to the last two parts, please go listen to them before you listen to this one. Uh-huh. And episode 58, we did talk about our goals throughout the week. We're not going to...
Yeah, I killed it. I'm posting my first episode of Minecraft is out. I hope you guys have enjoyed it.
I hope so.
No hacks needed.
I hope so.
H-A-X. Me and some two buddies, we've been playing games with each other for a couple of years now. And we finally put some content out together. Very exciting. Very exciting stuff. So tune in.
Tune in, you guys. Jeremy.
Yes.
Crazy shit's been going on.
There always is.
There's always crazy shit going on, but this is fucking bananas.
Bonkers.
Do you like balloons?
I'm one to huff a balloon every now and then. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think a balloon is better with oxygen or helium in
it? Helium, for sure.
Why?
Gets you higher. Yeah, for sure.
Gets you higher. Helps make your voice sound different.
Well, that's a bonus. Yeah, it's a fun bonus.
Which is what's happening here.
Were they using helium balloons?
Well, I hope so.
Oh, they don't know if it's a balloon.
They don't know yet.
That's right.
So, if you guys are not aware, there has been some funky shit going on within the past... Well, when this comes out, it's going to be 4 weeks. Over the past 4 weeks, earlier on, obviously, there has been some weird objects, these balloon objects that have been spotted over North America, only in the U.S., and the U.S. has shot them down. One was above, southeast U.S., somewhere around there, and then the other one was around Alaska.
Northern Alaska, too, like a weird spot.
Yeah. So I'm going to read this out here for you guys. So the Pentagon
said it shot
down an unidentified object over frozen waters in Alaska on Friday.
Aliens?
At the order of President Biden.
Now, again, I read this, and it's just like at the order of President Biden. This guy's still giving orders?
Less than a week after... A U.S. fighter brought down a Chinese spy balloon over the Atlantic in an episode that increased tensions between Washington and Beijing.
Right.
So there was already a balloon shooting prior. Apparently this thing looked similar, but there's some other stuff going on. U.S. officials said they could not immediately confirm whether the object was a balloon, but it was traveling at an altitude that made it a potential threat to civilian aircraft. Several officers said they believe the object shot down Friday was a balloon, but a Defense Department official said it broke into pieces when it hit the frozen sea, which added to the mystery of whether it was indeed a balloon, a drone, or something else. Mr. Kirby, a White House spokesman, said that the object was much, much smaller than the spy balloon that we took down last Saturday, and that the way it was described to me was roughly the size of a small car as opposed to the payload that was like two or three buses. And with this second drone that went down in Alaska, it was very close to Canada. I just want to elaborate on this since we are Canadians, Jeremy and I. Canada examined the trajectory and analyzed the balloon, including the height of the balloon and the contents of the balloon, and determined that it poses no imminent risk to Canadians at all. So that's why Canada didn't take any approach to it. And I saw they did speak to the U.S. about it because it was over U.S., right? And the U.S. decided to take it down. And that's crazy shit, man. What the fuck is a spy balloon?
Well, I mean, it's like, it makes you wonder, what were they trying to survey? Right?
Like the spy balloon over the Atlantic makes sense because, like, you know, there's stuff there.
Does it? I don't know if it does.
What's in Alaska?
Well, a remote, desolate area, right? Where there's no one. So you can test your reverse engineered alien spacecrafts.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man, like the alien sightings have been fucking outrageous recently. Like UAPs are just like spotted every single day.
Like my question is, they said they shot this thing down, but did they go and retrieve it?
This is what I'm saying. Like, oh, it shot down, hit ice, and it broke into pieces. Did it? Again, they're using missiles. Like, I'm sure there was a big explosion.
Maybe
like,
it's just on a balloon. Damage. It would just fucking flutter down, wouldn't
well,
it?
Well, but if it was a drone.
If a drone, it would crash.
But if it was a drone, they would have said drone. Right? I think that small car, like, that's strange, right?
That's a big fucking thing.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Like, it's still a car. Like,
what's a small car? Like, a smart car?
Yeah, like a smart
Volkswagen.
Car. Volkswagen's a Golf. Little bit bigger. Like, but a Beetle size? Beetle? You know?
Ain't no karaoke Tacoma.
No. Maybe half. Third. Yeah. A third of a Tacoma.
Yeah.
Tacomas are big. Oh. For big boys.
Like it said, like I've said to you plenty of times, the Tacoma is built for everything. The city, the dunes, and the outworld. The outer world.
The outworld. You are fucking stupid.
The outer world.
Cheers to the outer world.
Because don't you know, when you live in a city that is the epicenter of the world to you, the outworld, you guys.
It's a good point.
When you think about people who live in Toronto, they probably just think like they're the center of the universe.
Well,
they leave civilization. They're like the worst kind of people because they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I mean, just Toronto, but you think like the people that live in fucking Vancouver, that live in Burquitlam, who are bitching about SkyTrains being placed out there because it's like ruining their feng shui living. It's like, fuck you. There's a whole city around you. You don't get your own little, like, people live in their neighborhoods in cities. I did it in Kelowna. I lived in Lower Mission for like a year, you know? Yeah, sure. You go to Costco like every now and then, or like you go to Rutland once in a while to go see your friends. But like, or, well, in our case, we went to the gym there, so it was kind of a pain in the ass. It was so stupid. You should have went to the H2O. It was a Y, too.
Gym membership didn't work there.
It did.
No.
Didn't it?
Nope. The one time it did, when the Y was closed in Rutland, they let me go there. I didn't like the H2O. It right. sucked.
It was nicer, though.
No, it wasn't.
It was much nicer.
You never even been in there.
It's not, dude, it's a nicer facility than the Y. Absolutely. That Rutland? No.
The gym? Like the actual, nah.
The equipment is lacking. Yes. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay, I was going to say.
It's newer and like it's a nicer gym. It is. It totally is.
I don't know, man. It was pretty like run down. It was bigger though. I'll give it that. And they had I guess the other place had a pool.
More space.
But
the wave surfer.
How the fuck did we get to the fucking Rutland Y? We're talking about the spy balloons, man.
Yeah, it's fun. We kind of got into it. I don't know. Where do we go from that?
With the spy balloon, though.
Yeah.
It's a smart piece of technology, though, right? Because it's like very subtle. You can put it above airline flight paths that you have to pay for. And
anything that's fucking over the size of a car is not subtle.
What do you think China's trying to do with that spy balloon? What are they trying to pick up from it?
I don't know. Maybe just
are they
like,
trying to understand.
Maybe they're trying
things?
To make propaganda that like we were peacefully flying in their zone and they shot us down, right? But it's like they probably said, "Hey, what are you doing? You're in airspace. You can't be here. Planes go this way. You're a danger."
Well, the narrative
please,
of it all.
Please respond. Please respond. Please respond. They probably went through the protocol of what they do. They said, "Okay, this is a hostile. We're shooting this."
Yeah. Well, the narrative's like crazy, right? Because it's. The first notice was an actual spy balloon, which they were able to determine was from China. It was a Chinese spy balloon. But the second one up in Alaska, it's like, what if that wasn't China and that was someone else completely? And right. Now they're getting blamed for it because it was similar looking to the one before.
Right.
Now China's got like a lot of eyes looking at them. Are they flying these fucking...
They could just be victimizing China.
Are they flying these balloons anywhere else?
Yeah. Could they be their own balloons and they're shooting down their... I mean, they kill their own people with the Twin Towers. So, I mean, it's not crazy for us to think that they just put this drone up there, said, "Yeah, we don't know what it is, but we know how big it was, and we can give you like descriptions of how big it was, but we just don't know what it was."
I want some footage. I want a picture.
Where's the footage?
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know. And did you guys go and survey the scrap area? Like, you guys, I don't know. Just like you have fighter jets, like, bring a helicopter out there and go figure it out.
You got ships.
Anyways. It's just strange. Well, the ships can't go through it. I guess they can cut through it, but it's a little disturbing.
Did it land on ice?
That's what they said, right? It hit the ice.
I thought it said it hit water.
Oh.
Freezing cold water.
Oh. Yeah, fuck me. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't have all the information. I mean,
cool
because
though.
They don't give it to us.
It's cool, though.
It is cool.
Not cool for a certain degree. You see, I put this map on here for us. So you can see exactly where it landed.
Yeah.
Area where FAA restricted flights on Friday.
So this is just a couple
Fairbanks.
Couple days ago.
So it was at the very top of Alaska, you guys. Like Anchorage is like South Alaska. You know what's so cool, actually? This little place here.
Yeah.
Where like
Whitehorse, Yukon?
We're pretty close to Whitehorse, but those like where the border is still the US.
Yeah.
One day I was just shitting and I decided to look on my Google Maps and just scroll through there.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of cool little towns and shit.
Yeah, I guess there is some random little docks and stations.
Like,
yeah.
Weird, like there's like a bunch of cruise ship ports and total tourist traps. Like,
really?
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
The airport's literally right beside the city because like that's all they can fit.
Yeah.
In that section.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what China's up to. Like they've really taken control of their country. It's kind of terrifying. Like,
do you know they're moving away from coal power? They've repurposed all their coal power plants. That's what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
While that's happening, they're moving to like more renewables.
Interesting.
So they're in this weird stage where they are transitioning, but they're taking their time with it. Retrofitting, that's the proper term. Retrofitting their current coal plants so that it's not producing as much bullshit.
Interesting, but they're still using them.
Yeah.
To an extent.
And then while they have everything retrofitted, they move to nuclear,
right?
Hydro.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You get into nuclear?
Yeah.
Just more on a master scale.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, like, yeah, because I know that there's waste, there's nuclear waste of nuclear plants, but it's negligible, right? You can go and bury it underground.
What about the waste from a coal plant?
Exactly.
It's disgusting.
I know.
Anything that uses
nuclear,
something has
nuclear
waste
is really clean.
But then you look at liquid nitrogen gas, it's the waste of that is just the byproduct of burning it.
Right.
Which is pretty clean.
Well, then there's like, I don't know, what is it? I think it's like Sweden or Denmark. They like burn garbage for energy.
And that's a technique.
And it's quite good.
The facility probably costs a fucking bunch to build though.
Yeah, but they
be able to handle that.
They
bullshit.
Have like a full filter system where it like filters out all the garbage and they like collect like
they,
all of it.
They just get the methane, right? And then they burn the methane.
Maybe
like
yeah,
they must decompose all the garbage and everything, so you get that methane gas from it. Then you burn the methane, which will produce energy for
Interesting.
You.
Interesting. Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, what are they doing with like
the massive amounts
of charcoal they're getting?
They do the same thing with trees. There's a technique where you burn like massive quantities of wood.
Really?
Oh yeah. I don't think it's a very popular form of energy anymore, obviously, but
yeah, it's interesting
technique out there. Like I learned a couple things when I took my energy resource management course, but it's been a while.
It's just crazy how we could definitely be on solar. Like we could be on solar if we really wanted to.
Solar's, I don't know. I disagree with your solar conversations sometimes, but
yeah,
I do think
just
it's
because
like,
they're wasteful. Because when they're done, you can't really do anything with them. You do have to replace them eventually. That's the only issue.
Fix them.
Right.
Everything needs to be fixed, so eventually, right?
Yeah, and I mean, good products can be fixed.
With solar, I know you're telling me the argument, like, well, you can store energy. Well, it's like, if you're in a place where it's constantly cloudy, like, there's so much better, there's so many better ways of getting
that
energy.
You collect it where it's not, though. And like, well, yeah, no, exactly. I understand, like, that's the thing, yeah, like, if nuclear fallout happens, or if there's ash from a fucking super volcano, you are shit-fucked.
You're fucked.
Right? Yeah, absolutely, right?
But the same thing goes for wind turbines. You're not going to put wind turbines somewhere where it's not windy.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. And if it collects a metric fuck ton of power, you then distribute that using transformers, right? You can distribute that for a really long line.
I know you do lose energy over distance. So.
Yeah, you do. There's line loss, but
you, it's just like, is that worth it, though? Why would you ship that kind of energy somewhere where that place maybe doesn't even need that energy, you know?
You step it up.
The way I see a lot of these renewables, like solar, wind, and like there's some other little ones like geothermal, I see those as secondary backups. You have your main hydro. Sure, we can put coal in the conversation.
No,
I think
coal is like just like we could stop.
Nuclear. But I think you have your main sources of energy, whereas those things can be backups. It's like, oh, these are down right now, but it's, you know, we got these things rocking and rolling.
Yeah, hydro. I mean, hydro too. I mean, if the water hydro's stops flowing, efficient,
but there's some questions when it comes to dams, right? Hydroelectric dams. Oh yeah, the those, way the water builds up on the top.
Yeah,
like you collect so many, like it's, I don't know, like bad nutrients and it's really, really bad for the ecosystem.
Oh, is it?
Oh, dude, you flood forests for that shit.
Right. Interesting.
Have you heard of Site C Dam?
I've heard of
taking place up in northern BC. Yeah, that thing is like a fucking technical nightmare.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Just because it's like the destroying a lot of areas.
The reservoir pond is going to be fucking crazy for what it's destroying, and just like the structural engineering of it's brutal.
Interesting.
There's so many like $1 billion down the drain just from having to go back and fix redesign it and fix stuff. It's not running yet.
Yeah, power.
Nuclear, man. Nuclear's the way to go.
I mean, I guess it is. I agree.
I think with nuclear, it just comes down to being safe with transportation of the materials, because like some mercenaries can just hijack a truck and then they got nuclear stuff to use for weapons. And I'm just saying that's, but there is laws with that though. Sure. There's some very strict laws recording with that.
Dude, you can make your own fucking nuclear weapons, right? Like there's ways to do it at home. You can do it at home.
Well, I hope you're a smart cookie if you're doing that.
Well, no, you're fucked if you're doing it, really, is what it comes down to. But like, yeah, there's the information out there for you to learn how to do it. It's fucking insane. But
could you agree with me if like, would you agree that nuclear is definitely like the future energy?
I mean, yeah, I would think so.
What do you think the biggest flaw of it is though? Is it come down to storage of the waste?
Infrastructure.
I think it's just storage of the waste, man.
No, storage of the waste is the easy part. I think that's the thing that people get hung
laws
up on.
I think there's lots of laws when it comes to storage of the waste.
People get hung up on it, I think. But like, go to some abandoned mine shaft and fucking throw it down there. Like, that's what it comes down to. No, but seriously though, it's not gonna cause really that much damage.
From what I've seen in diagrams, they just have like they bore these huge tunnels into the ground and they build this like crazy infrastructure
in the middle of nowhere.
And it's not just, obviously it's in a canister, it's in like a very self-sealed safe thing.
I'm not
right?
saying just throw it in like raw
raw dog the fucker down the mine shaft.
It's like some dude grabs it with his bare hand and says, "See you, bugger," right? Like, no, dude, there's even, gonna be precautions
with the production of uranium. Like I wrote some papers on the production of uranium within like northern Saskatchewan. Dude, there was some fucked up shit when it came to indigenous people.
Oh, really?
They were letting them like just handle like waste and the yellow cake material, which is like the leftover when they like produce everything, just with their bare hands, man.
Really?
Oh man, so many people got
radiation
sick.
Poisoning.
Yeah.
No, and that's the thing. Like, this is where it comes down to where I think it's more infrastructure. We don't have enough plants.
No, we don't have enough plants right now. It does take time to build it, but I think the
if we could automate, make it less human oriented. I mean,
you need water.
There is a water aspect of it too for the cooling part, right? So I don't know. It's just like, and it's
not
also,
even for the cooling. You need water for the nuclear plant
for
to
the
run.
Reaction.
Yeah, because like there's those big towers, the steam coming out of it and shit.
Interesting. Regardless, I mean, whatever it comes down to, I think it's just like, it's expensive to do nuclear. It's really expensive to do nuclear.
I think it's expensive, but I think the outcome, it levels out and there's definitely, you know, profit from it. And
yeah, sure.
And it's safe, reliable energy. You have energy 24 hours of the day.
Yeah, true.
It's right? reliable, you're not affected by certain things. Obviously, like if a fucking earthquake happens.
Yeah.
Look at what happened in Japan.
I mean, it's
Do you remember what that fucking, what happened there?
Yeah, it was like an 8 magnitude and then like that nuclear plant blew up, right?
You know,
yeah.
I forget what the plant's called, but that thing was fucked, man.
Yeah, it was. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Shit happens?
Yeah, we can jump into it another 20 minutes. Again, we'll just fucking edit her down. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Tune in next week for an episode of Shit Happens. That's pretty much all it's going to be. We might talk about some other random shit, too. So, yeah, whatever. Fuck it. An episode of Shit Happens. Thanks for tuning in, guys. See you next time, and get ready for season 4 of the Bunch of Grifters podcast. It's going to be a fucking wild one. So 2 weeks from now, the world premiere of the episode 4, season 4.
But tune in next week for Shit Happens.
Yeah, tune in next week for Shit Happens.
I think we said that 5 times.
Tune in next week
for Shit Happens. You guys.
You can see us close out this podcast. All right.